I think you can just stay there, Sarge.
Oh, yes, you can.
Unless you need a minute.
24-236.
Just to let you know that there was no objection and I do everything.
So again, Sergeant, would you identify yourself for the record?
Sergeant Elias Marks with the Middletown Police Department. It's MARTZ.
And this is 24-236. Sergeant, a brief statement of your reasons for your decision?
The background investigation revealed a history of suicidal ideation, self-harm, and mental health issues, which were not consistent with suitability for a pistol permit holder.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief statement of your case?
Yes, please. So when I was younger, when
very, very brief at this point.
Sorry. Okay. During the time that those occurred, when that happened, I was undergoing a lot of trauma due to a household with a mother that suffered from undiagnosed schizophrenia and bipolar. She would beat me severely, and I was taken out of the home to live with my grandparents at one point because she choked me to where I couldn't breathe. So with all of that, as a child, I didn't understand how to handle it properly, so I would use that as like a way to have aggression and obviously anxiety with thoughts of suicidal thoughts at that time. But since then,
so we'll give you you have a chance to explain yourself in full in just a minute.
Thank you,
Sergeant.
So the following Middletown police cases were revealed during the background investigation. Case 13-037-17. The appellant was transported on a police request for emergency examination. This is due to the appellant being out of control, throwing things, and a reported history of bipolar and ADHD. The appellant admitted to being mad and out of control while on scene. Case 13-1.
Sarge, if you don't, if you have the date by any chance, if not, no big deal. I can go back if it's.
So it was 2013.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You can go back. I see how you have them listed by the case number, so that's fine.
That specific one was February 11th. 13-12089, May 13th, 2013. Police were called to an incident. The appellant was upset that her sister did not want to attend her recital. Attempted to pull her sister out of the house until stopped by the mother. The appellant then hit her mother and fled from the house. The appellant was later located by a grandparent. Case number 13-17511. July 6th of 2013, the appellant was reported to be out of control due to a lost cell phone charger. This was reported, she was reported to have thrown items around a vehicle while looking for the charger. The appellant had to be pulled away from the vehicle by her mother and lashed out by yelling. Case number 13-19292, July 28th of 2013, the appellant was reported to have history of anxiety, depression, and cutting herself, self-harm. Appellant told her grandparent that she would kill herself because he did not allow her to bring food into her bedroom. The next day, the appellant was brought to her mother's house from the grandparents' house. The appellant then smashed out the window at the back door and then barricaded herself in the bathroom and smashed the bathroom mirror. The appellant spoke with police, admitting to past incidents of cutting herself in suicide attempts and telling her grandfather she wanted to kill herself. She did not want to live in her mother's house. The appellant was transported on a police request for emergency examination. Case 13-21561 was August 24th of 2013. The appellant argued with grandparents about getting ready to leave the house. The appellant physically pushed her grandmother. Case 13-26958, the appellant was in an argument, 26958 was October of 2013. Appellant was in an argument with his sister about homework, which escalated into kicking and punching. The mother separated the sisters and held a door shut to keep them separated. Case number 14-07251 That was March 15th of 2014. Appellant's mother called police to document the appellant being out of control, yelling and throwing items in the house after being asked to clean. Case number 14-28081, October 7th of 2014. The appellant became upset while experiencing a medical episode and hit her sister. The appellant was transported to the hospital for medical reasons. Case number 15-19652. August 3rd of 2015. Appellant was reported missing after stealing a food stamp card and leaving the house. The appellant returned to the house while police were on scene. DCF was later notified due to the condition of the house and general lack of food present in the house. The above incidents showed issues with mental health, suicidal statements, self-harm, and anger. No information was presented to police showing mitigation of these issues. The appellant was therefore found to not be a suitable candidate for a pistol permit. However, I would add that information was provided today, which I did have a brief period of time to review. So I would also add that, you know, if this information had been present at the time of the investigation, I don't know if it would be different. I am not the ultimate decider at the issuing authority. I simply have to present the case. The chief makes that decision. Have time right now to consult that. The only thing I would state with this review is that it appears that it was not complete. It's ended with, however, a comprehensive review of hospital and psychiatric records. Her adolescence is necessary for a definitive assessment, and they listed the plan of obtaining and reviewing hospital records from the whole during adolescence, psychiatric records from Middlesex Health, and a complete final psychiatric evaluation report after reviewing historical records. That being said, everything in here does speak to the issues that were presented, which is, I would bring up because it's, I mean, I don't want to use the term exculpatory because there's absolutely nothing criminal in here, but it's that type of information. It directly refutes it. I have no objection to it being added here, so I would just mention
that. Thank you. That was my next question. Questions for the first of all, do you have any questions you'd like to ask him?
No.
Does the board have questions for us?
Just to confirm, Sergeant, it looked like there were two peer incidents. Looks like February of 2013 and July of 2013.
And October of 2013.
Let's see here. February case, yes. Yeah, it looks like I thought February and July.
That's what I had for the peer
yes.
reports, correct?
Both were peer.
Yep.
And then there was one.
I saw medical.
Medical transport.
Yeah, medical transport. The rest were family arguments with some pushing and shoving and yelling.
Yes.
The appellant was how old about this time?
13.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yes, that sounds correct.
All right. This was between when she was 13 and 15, give or take?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
And the most recent incident was?
Yes, 10 years ago, 2015.
Any other questions for the sergeant? Do you generally make a recommendation to the chief who makes the decision?
Not unless I happen to have investigated it. I don't believe I investigated this case. The investigator makes a recommendation to the supervisor, signs off on that investigation, and then that supervisor either agrees or disagrees with that, and that is what is forwarded to the chief, along with the entire investigation for the chief to review.
Thank you. Your turn.
To go off of what he stated. So from the documents here that I provided, and I do apologize that they were provided very late, it was very hard to get the documents from the records department. This was the first two pages where it says visit date 9/10/25, and then it said obtain and review hospital records for 24-hour hold. That was our first visit. I did send those over to her. And then if you look on the other two documents for the 9/29/25, that's when she reviewed all of the hospital records and everything like that. When I was younger, my mother, she was undiagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar. Oh,
excuse me, could you just explain that again?
Oh, of course, I'm so sorry.
You lost me a little bit.
Oh, I apologize. So he stated that on the paper where it says visit date 9/10/25 continued.
Correct.
On the second paper, it says obtain and review hospital records from 24-hour hold after she like stated what she mentioned. After that visit, I was able to obtain that information from the hospital and sent it to her, where then we met again on the 29th to go over what she read and what her findings were and what she would recommend if she did recommend me getting my pistol permit and if I'm in a mental coherent state, which she did. And then that's that 9/29 assessment and where she like states all of that information.
Possible my packet was stapled out of order.
Yeah, me too.
So
that's why it's confusing. I'm not seeing that it says she reviewed. Now, she did. At one point, as the sergeant brought up, she said in order for a definitive assessment, you need those three things.
Yes.
And you're saying somewhere in here it says, I got those three things?
No, so she didn't physically say that she got it. I did send it to her, and that's when we met again on the 29th, which is this assessment form. After she reviewed all of the stuff, she stated that they're in. Let me see.
All right, but she doesn't say she reviewed.
I don't know if she physically said that she reviewed it. Oh yeah, she said, a review of available hospital records indicate no bipolar disorder diagnosis with a document history of anxiety and observational definite disorder during childhood. These diagnoses appear related to childhood trauma experiences.
Okay, I got that. All right, thank you.
No problem, of course. From the ages of 13 to 15, my mother would severely abuse me. She would starve me and my sisters, which is why I did take the food stamps at one point to go get my sisters and me food so that we would be able to eat. My mom would lock herself in her room for days at a time and not take care of us. So as a young girl, I would have to take care of my sisters, which of course did make me have aggression that I didn't know how to properly channel or handle. I did end up having suicidal thoughts at that point, and I was under a lot of stress going to school, trying to take care of my two younger sisters, while trying to stay active in sports. Over the years since then, when I got taken out of the home at the age of, I want to say it was 15, to go live with my grandparents, because my mother choked me to where I couldn't breathe. DCF was involved throughout my childhood a lot. I did go live with my grandparents for a period of time. Then I did go move back with my mom, I want to say when I was about 16, 17. At the age of 17, my mother did have a mental breakdown and try to set the house on fire. So I was taken out of the home to live with my uncle, which I did provide a document statement from my uncle as well, who helped me change everything. Like, he showed me love and support that I didn't have growing up, helped me get back into school, helped me apply for college, which I did go to Manchester Community College. I have turned my life around since then. I am a criminal justice major with a concentration in legal studies, which I just graduated from Western Connecticut State University in the fall of 2024, and I am going to take my LSAT in January of 2026. The person who I was then when I was 13 to 15 is not the person who I am today, but I take all of that as a lesson to go forward with helping people that didn't like have a voice, as I feel like I didn't have when I was younger.
Sergeant, would you like to ask her any questions?
No.
Questions from the board?
And you're working now full-time?
That is correct, yes. I work full-time at Alarm New England, which I supplied a letter from my boss as well. I work full-time 40 hours a week, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday.
What does Alarm New England do?
Yeah, so I do technical support. I work in the technical support division, so I troubleshoot like home alarm system, business systems, stuff like that.
Other questions from the board?
I was going to ask you, what have you done to, sort of make things sort of recover from that since you were 15, but you did a pretty good job of explaining that already.
Yeah.
So you graduated from CC in Western.
Yes.
West Connecticut.
That is correct.
And you're working full time. So.
Yes, that is correct.
Do you still live with your uncle?
No, I live by myself with my cousin. It's out of my grandfather's house. He owns properties, so we rent the top floor together.
What town is that in?
That is in Middletown.
I actually do have a question. Are you done?
Yeah.
The treater who prepared the psych report,
mm-hmm.
who is that person to you? Was it someone you just met for this, or is it is?
Yes, I went. I was trying to find like a psychiatrist so I could get a medical evaluation because I thought it would help support my case. And there was this like website called Zodac that I went on, and then it provided like a psychiatrist in the area. So she's out of Hartford, but it was a telehealth visit, so over the phone, like a FaceTime call, like a Zoom.
I think I've seen those commercials, ZocDoc maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's not someone you've met before, it's you did this for the hearing.
That is correct, yes.
Which was good thinking. All right, thank you.
Other questions from the board? Would you like to make a final statement?
My final statement would be that I would love to be considered to have my pistol permit. My grandfather is getting older, and I recently lost my grandmother a couple years ago, and my grandparents are very important to me. My grandfather loves to hunt, and when he comes to Connecticut, it's usually around hunting season. So I would like to continue, well, not continue, but to start that tradition with him, because he's getting pretty old and don't have that much time left with him. He means a lot to me when he's over in Connecticut, because he lives in Florida to take care of my mother.
Sergeant, a final statement from you?
I would just say that, you know, during the investigation, there wasn't simply one incident. There appeared to be a number of incidents, though they are all grouped together in that time period in her life. But during that time, there seemed to be a substantial number of them, and I think that was largely why the decision was made for the denial.
Thank you.
Sure. This is a denial by Middletown. The denial's for suitability. The basis of the denial was a history of incidents that occurred between February of 2013 and August of 2015. That included two peer police emergency evaluations. There were also half a dozen or so calls regarding fights, some physical in the family. But these all occurred when the appellant was between 13 and 15 years old. No issues since she's been 15. She has graduated from Middlesex Community College, graduated from Western, has a full-time job, planning on taking the LSATs. No issues in 10 years.
Comments from the board? Sir?
I think you've made a very commendable recovery from some pretty harrowing situations. And, you know, you combine your home situation with your tender age at the time, I think that would drive a lot of people to some pretty drastic reactions to it. And I think you've made a very commendable recovery from that, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Other comments from the board?
I'd say that was a fantastic presentation and information. Thank you.
It's not easy being a 13 or 15-year-old girl in the best of circumstances. Yeah. time for a vote. Attorney Sinek.
For appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Attorney
Evangelist. Yep. It is appellant.
Chief Rosenstein.
Appellant.
And I vote appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.